I flew in.
Here we are. We're in Gregory's in Sydney. It's heaving. I'm so confused, not because of the glass of whiskey I've just had, but because I'm surrounded by things to take my attention away from the person I'm standing next to, Charlie Borman.
Oh yes, well hello. Nice to be. Well, it's always nice to come to Sydney, and I'm here. I'm here as an official Bremont ambassador, which is wonderful. And if you're into watches, they're one of the sort of big sort of new brands coming through, I suppose. But
you're a guy that surrounds himself with stories, some of the most incredible travel stories I've been saturated in. Bremont is a brand that for 10 years, they've taken them 10 years to get to this position now. And someone that I've kind of fallen in love with, if I can call a brand a someone, because of that story. This storytelling, this connection to the stories on the road for you, where is it taking you emotionally, spiritually?
Yeah, I got a free watch out of it. In about 2006, early 2006, Bremont were, you know, they weren't really starting to sell watches at that stage, and they were getting very close. And they heard that you and I were going to go down through Africa, and we'd already done a long way around. And they approached us and said, look, would you guys wear the watches and test them for us? And you know, we've done all the testing in laboratories and, you know, the usual stuff the watches go through. But would you give it a go and do some real testing, you know, 3.5 months on a bike through Africa? And we said, yeah, we'd love to. We'd love the idea of that they're British design. They've now moved all their manufacturing back into London, into England, into Henley-on-Thames. And you know, where wristwatches were originally made. And then when the Swiss then bamboozled everybody into just watchmaking in Switzerland. So now everybody thinks watches originally came from Switzerland. But they've got their two brothers. They come from this very emotional story about how they lost their father in a plane crash, and Nick almost lost his life as well. And they wanted to make a sort of a homage to their father, and so they created Bremont Watches. His father was always into watches and old planes and all sorts of stuff.
There's a beautiful story about them having a forced crash land in a farmer's field, and they honoured that farmer by taking his name Bremont. And I love that.
Yeah, and he was in France, if you crash land in France, there's a lot of paperwork to do. So I think the farmer helped them avoid that paperwork. Let's say, and they fixed the plane and headed off and called it Bremont, and after the farmer. So, you know, they're a very deep thinking kind of brothers, and they've tackled a business which is sewn up by the big companies, and to break through that, you know, anywhere in the luxury market is hard work, and they've done it with great style and great panache, and they've got great ideas, and they're cool looking watches, and they work.
Definitely, and you're making me feel more adventurous just because I'm wearing mine.
Yeah.
You're here in Australia for other reasons as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm here for, I just come from Perth for the Perth Motorcycle Show, and I'm just about to go to do the motorcycle show here. I'm doing a talk each day at the motorcycle show. So, yeah, you know, just peddling my wares, you know.
Something I always wanted to ask you about your journeys, the constant documenting of you on the road. Were there ever times when you thought, I don't want to share this particular stretch of road or this particular place with the world? I don't want anybody else to know that this exists.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're making the TV shows, you know, you just get into a rhythm. You don't really notice Claudio, the cameraman there, or whatever, you know. And it's, you know, for me, it's combining my passion with work. And you know, what I think what's very important about the world is to show people that it's out there, and to show people that it's not a dangerous place to be. And as much as people, you know, whenever you say to someone you're going to go to Africa, they all go, "Oh, that's a dodgy place," and I wouldn't go there. And you go, you know, and you ask them, what's that based on? And it's based on absolutely nothing. And you know, my experience is 99% of people around the world are good. And you know, get out there and explore it. There's plenty of room for everybody.
So if you're listening to this and you have been inspired by Charlie's travels, there you go. I would agree. I spent a good 10 years just, I call it bumming around, but kind of travelling without any plans, and same kind of experience. And quite often, the things that go wrong become the best stories you have.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you don't remember the days you were just lying on a beach. You remember the days that things happened. And you know, the more you travel, the more things happen, and that's a good thing, you know. But it's always been about the people that you meet along the way. So that's what makes it rich and interesting, you know, and building memories.
I totally agree. There's a lot of flashing of Bremont watches around us right now, and no doubt people are going to want to talk with you about your experiences. I will no longer shield you with this microphone. It's lovely to meet you.
Yeah, lovely to meet you too. Thank you very much.